John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, and this was not in a whisper, this was said in strength, "It is finished." I know that I speak in behalf of every believer when I say that all of my confidence is found in this one statement. The sixth saying of our Savior from the cross, "It is finished." All of my hope of salvation, everything that's included in salvation, knowing God, having my sins forgiven, being preserved, whatever's involved in salvation, all of my hope of salvation is found in this glorious statement by our Savior on the cross. "It is finished." If he left anything unfinished, I'm finished. "It is finished." Now, what did he mean by these words, "It is finished"? Pray for me that the Lord will enable me to give the meaning of what our Lord meant when he said, "It is finished." It is finished. Certainly his suffering was finished. It had come to an end. Now the Lord Jesus was described in Isaiah's prophecy as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We sing that song, "Man of Sorrows." What a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah. What a Savior. You think of the grief he experienced as a holy man, as the only holy man, living in a sin-cursed world amongst people like me and you. The grief of being the object of hatred. Men hated the Lord Jesus Christ. He said they hated me without a cause. The grief of the dullness of his disciples. He said to Philip, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me?" All the crazy things his true disciples said. He said one time, "How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you?" Speaking of the unbelief of his disciples. The grief of knowing what was ahead of him. The grief of knowing that he was going to be made sin, that he was going to be cut off, that he was going to be forsaken by his Father. The grief of knowing that he was going to suffer all that damnation is, that no man could ever suffer. He had all this ahead of him. The grief of being nailed to a cross. He knew exactly what was going to take place. But now, that's all ended. It's finished. No more suffering for him. No more grief. No more sorrow. It is finished. when he said, "It is finished." And then he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And then the scripture says he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And as soon as he gave up the ghost, what took place? The veil in the temple was rent in the midst from the top to the bottom, signifying the termination of the Old Testament economy. It's all finished. Every type is fulfilled. Every sacrifice is fulfilled. There's only one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, who fits all the types, all the stories, all the rituals in the Old Testament. He is Abel's more excellent sacrifice, isn't he? Abel wasn't accepted because of that physical lamb, but because of the lamb that was represented. He is the substitute lamb for Isaac that God provided. He is the year of Jubilee. He is the prophet made like unto Moses. He is everything in the Old Testament fulfilled. I think of the life of Joseph. I love reading about Joseph. He's the only one who fits the entire history of Joseph. The fulfillment of all Old Testament scriptures. Christ is the end, the termination, the finishing of all of the Old Testament. He is the end. Now, if something is finished, he said, "It is finished," that means whatever was purposed has been completed. Think about that. When he said it is finished, whatever it was he purposed was completed. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 1. Verse 21. "And she shall bring forth a son," Matthew 1:21, "and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall," and that is in the future, "he shall save his people from their sins." Now, don't you love the simplicity and the power of that statement? He shall. He shall. It's going to happen for sure. He shall save. Not try to save. Not make salvation possible. He shall save his people. The elect. Those the Father gave him. He shall save his people from their sins. When he said it is finished, you can read it this way. He has saved his people from their sins. Mission accomplished. When he said it is finished, all of his people, the elect, those the Father gave him before time began, those he represented, they were saved. They were saved from their sins. When were you saved? I can answer that question precisely. When he said, "It is finished." I'm not going to point you to a time. I remember when I was saved. I don't. I couldn't tell you. As far as a date goes, I couldn't tell you when I was saved. I remember one time somebody said to me, "You must not be saved if you can't give me the date and if you can't remember it." You know, when I break a leg, I remember when I broke it. I thought, well, salvation is not a broken leg. But my reply is, I can't remember why when I was born. Can you? Can you remember the day you were born? Of course not. Does that mean you weren't? But my salvation, when did it happen? When he said, "It is finished." Mission accomplished. Now, when he said that, I had not yet been born. When he said that, I had not yet been born again. Now, no one will be saved apart from being born again, born from above. But when he said it is finished, I had not yet been born again. I had not yet believed. I had not yet repented. Those things will take place because he said it is finished, but they hadn't taken place yet. Why? It was even finished before he said those words in this sense. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3 says, all the works were finished from the foundation of the world. You know, there's an eternal "it is finished" going on in the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Do I expect us to understand this? No, I don't. But I do expect us to believe it. I do. It is finished. My salvation was accomplished and finished outside of my personal subjective experience. Now, if someone would say, does that mean you don't have to believe? Does that mean you don't have to repent? Does that mean you don't have to come to Christ? Of course it doesn't mean that. Of course it doesn't. Hear these words, though. It is finished. Now, the first time this concept is mentioned in Scripture is in Genesis 2:1. Would you turn with me there? Verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all he had made, all the host of them. Now this is what is said in response to the finishing of creation. Look in verse 31 of chapter 1. And God saw everything that he'd made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day, and thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Now, he didn't rest because he was tired. God doesn't get tired. He rested because it was finished. There wasn't anything left to do. He looked at everything he did, and behold, it was all very good. And the writer to the Hebrews uses this in Hebrews chapter 4. Would you turn with me there? Verse 9. There remaineth, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, there remaineth therefore a rest, a Sabbath of rest, a Sabbath keeping to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath, what's that next word? Ceased from his own works. As God did from his. You see, God finished the work. That's what the scripture says in Genesis 2:1. It was finished. And he rested. And if you ever, and if I ever, learn what it means to trust Christ, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cease from our own works. Cease from our own, but cease from our own works. As God did from his. Because they were finished. Now, this one Greek word translated by three different words, it is finished, but it's only one word in the original, in our King James Version, is translated by 12 different words. In the King James Version, that give us some idea as to what the Lord meant when he said, "It is finished." And I love the way Luke tells us that he cried this with a loud voice. The Father heard. And this is the voice that every believer hears. This is the ear of saving faith. When you hear, "It is finished." Now that same word is translated in John chapter 19, verse 28, accomplished. It is accomplished. Now whatever the Savior intended to do, he did. It is accomplished. Mission accomplished. Can the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can he possibly intend to do something and fail to do it? The answer is no. It is accomplished. He said in John chapter 6, verses 38 and 39, "I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day." Now the Savior's intention was to save the elect. And I feel a need to say it that way because I hear so many preachers saying he came to save those who believe. Well, he did come to save those who believe. But he said, "I lay down my life not for those who believe, but for the sheep." And he accomplished their salvation. "It is finished" means that whatever he came to do, he did. He accomplished the salvation of his people. Now the word is translated in Luke chapter 18, verse 5, continually. Continually. It's used where the Lord talked about that widow who kept coming to the king, and he said, I'm going to listen to what she says, lest by her continual coming. That's the same word. Her continual coming. The word is continue. Now what that means is this message is continually in effect. There is no intermission. It is finished. There is no end to "it is finished." Well, what if his people sin? It's finished. What if his people commit the same sin over and over and over? It is finished. What if they sin greatly, like David, and commit adultery and commit murder? It is finished. It is finished. What if they fall like Peter? It is finished. What if they die like Solomon, who seemed to go after other gods? It's finished. But it's finished. What about it's finished? That's every believer's only hope. It is finished. This is continually in effect. It is finished. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 7, the word is translated, "It's expired." It's expired. The old covenant has reached its expiration date. The veil in the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the way into God's presence to all who come is open because it is finished. Come and welcome. There's nothing holding you back because it's finished. It's finished. In John chapter 13, 1, the word is translated, it is ended. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. Same word, the finish. Romans 10, 4, Christ is the end, the finish, the termination of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Daniel 9, 24 says, he shall make an end of sins. And because of that, we read in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 20, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. Why? Because it is finished. The iniquity has already been put away. It is gone. And the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. Why? Because it is finished. Do you hear the glory of these words? It is finished. The word is translated in Revelation 15:1, filled up. It is filled up. Every time I put gas in my lawnmower, I always say I won't do it, but I fill it up to where gas comes out and gets on the engine and all that kind of stuff, and I gotta get the smell, and then makes me take a bath when I come in because I smell like gas. But it's so full that not one other drop can get into it. When he says it is finished, I can't get any more saved than I am. I'm complete. I'm full in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm full. I'm filled up. Can't get any more justified. Can't get any more sanctified. Can't get any more holy. Can't get any more perfect. It is finished. It is filled up. That's true of every believer. You can't get any more saved than you are because he said, it is finished. The word is translated in 1 Peter chapter 3, 8, finally. Finally. It is finalized. You've taken your finals and you got 100% and they're already over. You know, I have a recurring dream that I've had hundreds of times. Probably, maybe some of you have had it. I think I found out it's a stress dream. I dream that finals have come and I've forgotten about a class. I haven't been to it all semester, and there's no way I'm going to pass, and you just feel this awful stress because you know you're not finished. You left something out. I love to wake up and find out it was a dream. Nothing was left undone. When he said it is finished, that is our final, and it's over. And we've graduated 100% straight A's. It is finished. And in Acts chapter 13, verse 29, it's translated fulfilled. It is fulfilled. The scriptures are fulfilled. The Old Testament types have been fulfilled. The seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head is now. The seed of woman has bruised the serpent's head. It's all over. It is fulfilled. Matthew 1:21, thou shalt call his name Jesus, is now thou shalt call his name Jesus, not for he shall save his people, but because he has saved his people from their sins. Because he said, it is finished. I love this. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 23, the word is translated, go. Go. Green light. There is nothing keeping you back. But what about my sin? It's finished. There's nothing keeping you back. It's finished. Go. You're welcome. But don't I need? No, you don't need to do anything. It is finished. Don't I need to get? No, you don't. Whatever you put, fill in the blank. Don't I need to do this? Or don't I need to do that? Or don't I? No! It is finished. Go. Come and welcome. You're welcome to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. You don't need to wait on anything. You don't need to become anything. It is finished. Come and welcome. Romans chapter 8, verse 32 says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? But my life is such a mess. It's finished. Come and welcome. Let not conscience make you linger, nor fitness fondly dream. The only fitness he requires is to have a need of him." You know, the songwriter said to feel your need of him. Well, you don't feel your need of him as much as you should. There's no doubt about that, but you have a need, don't you? If you have a need of him, go, come and welcome, because it is finished. And then in Matthew chapter 17, verse 24, the word is translated paid. Paid. Jesus, we sing, paid it all. We don't sing Jesus paid a half, the other half I owe. We sing Jesus paid it all. All the debt I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. That's what is meant by it is finished. Somebody's saying, "Aren't you going to give us anything to do?" No, because it is finished. Why, that'll lead people to sin. If you want to use it for that, go for it. You haven't heard a word that said. It is finished. I'm debt-free because he said it is finished. It is paid. Hebrews 10:18 says, "Now where the remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin." Don't try to bring anything. It is finished. Did I speak accurately when I said I'm speaking as the representative of every believer? This is where we find all of our hope. It is finished. In Luke chapter 2, verse 39, it's translated performed. It is performed. Now, if there's anything to any of us, we have performance anxiety. I want to perform right. I want to perform as a parent. I want to perform as a pastor. I want to perform as a husband, as a father. Anybody that has anything to them at all, they want to perform well. And we get stressed out over our performance because all of us see lack of so many different ways. Listen to me. It is performed. My performance is perfect. Perfect righteousness, perfect obedience, perfection before God, because it is performed. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16, the word is translated uttermost. Now hear those words. It is uttermost. I'm saved to the uttermost. I can't get any more saved. I can't get any less saved. I can't get any more perfected. Uttermost, saved to the uttermost. It is uttermost. Now listen to me. You know what that means? That means I'm saved to the uttermost. It is uttermost. It is finished. I can't be any more holy or accepted than I am because it is uttermost. And then finally, the way it's translated in our text. It is finished. There is nothing left that needs to be done. That's the main point. I hope the Lord drives this through to our heart. The message of religion is what? Do. Do. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. And it's always some kind of vague thing. You can't really get a hold of exactly what it is you need to do, but you know you need to do something. Do. 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 Be baptized. Join the church. Stop this particular sin. Turn from this sin. Do this. Do that. Start reading the Bible more. Pray. Pray through. Do. 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 What is the message of the gospel? Done. It is finished. Aren't you going to give us anything to do? No. It is finished. Don't seek to add your filthy rags to what He has done. Don't add any finishing touches. Anything you do would only mar His work. What happened even if you touched the altar? It was defiled. It was defiled. It is finished. Now every believer will rejoice and rest in that. Now an unbeliever will object to it and say it leads to sin. It'll lead to, you're not giving anybody any motive to obedience and holiness, and this will lead to all kinds of, it's because they're totally ignorant of who they are, who God is, the gospel. But every believer will hear these words and find rest and peace and joy. It is finished. Cease from your own works and rest in His. It is finished. Let's pray. Lord, how we thank You for the words of our Redeemer to You. Lord, He was telling You that our salvation was finished. And He's telling us that our salvation is finished. And Lord, this is all of our salvation and of all of our desire in His precious words that came from His precious lips as our Redeemer. It is finished. Lord, give us grace to rest and cease from our own works and look to Him alone. only. In his blessed name we pray. Amen.